Let's hear next from our good friends up at the North Shore Community School. Amelia is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of May 23rd, 2020. My name is Amelia, and I'm your phenologist for the week. In just 1 week, the bright spring green of new leaves change into deep, lush green of forests. A new summer sound can be heard, the sound of leaves rustling in the wind. On Tuesday, 26, it was a downpour, and then in the morning it was really wet and the ground was saturated. Choke cherry bushes, crab apples, and apple trees are in bloom with little white flowers this week. On the 28th, bunch berries were beginning to open their sepals. These are light green right now, but will turn white. The tiny flowers will open in the middle soon. Lots of wild strawberries are blooming right now as purple and yellow violets. On Saturday the 23rd, Miss Tiji was driving near her home when a moose stepped out of the woods and crossed the road in front of her. It quickly disappeared into the woods on the other side. On the morning of the 26th, Ruka saw a gray fox in her garden. Josie had a bear visit her yard several days this week, and even peeked into the window of her sister's car. On Monday, the 25th, Bailey saw a hummingbird by her flower pots. Lots of them are visiting flowers and feeders right now. A mourning dove began visiting Mrs. Tiji's house on the 27th, eating seeds off the ground and poking in the grass. It is the first time she has seen one there. A brown thrasher has been singing in the yard, too. It has a number of phrases and always repeats them twice. Mosquitoes, sandflies, blackflies. Oh my! On the 25th, which was Memorial Day, Ellen and her family went to Island Lake Hideaway, and there was also a lot of gnats and mosquitoes. People are getting black fly and mosquito bites now. Ticks are calling, so be sure to check when you have been outside. The first monarch was seen on Saturday the 23rd. On Thursday the 28th, a brown scuba butterfly was sunning itself on the ground. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week. Go outside and be observant.
Thank you, Amelia. Great report. Lots of things going on there. As we noted, the greens are definitely overtaking the forest. Lots of rain last Tuesday. The bunchberry, and Amelia pointed out that those large white, what you might think of as petals, are actually sepals or sepals. And they are just to help insects find the flower, which is actually in the center. And Miss TG got a chance to see a moose. That's always great. And gray fox and a monarch on the 23rd. They just had all kinds of great things going on there.